He tipped Matt Wallace in the Punta Cana Championship. A big odd. Scowie, I hope you had something on, mate. Morning to you.
Morning. No, I didn't have anything on, actually. But I did back the slipper winner the other day, so that was good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I'm the worst punter of all time, so anything that, you know, all the tips that used to come from Stanley, I gave up on them years ago. So I know all you guys are in the punting game, and you still come up with donuts. So.
Oh, hang on. I got the multi up last week.
Oh, you did. You did. Yeah. Well, let's cast back our memory a few years ago when we were at Derby Day.
Oh, I forgot to pass on the info. Sorry.
Yeah, that was going to be the only win of the day. But I was in the Tabcorp tent. You had Dean Lester in there and you had Ron Duffy. And I had 42 losses for the day, no winners. So if you can't be in the Tabcorp tent and get a winner, well, you've got nothing.
I know. I still remember that day, Gowie, because I failed to disclose the information.
Oh, disclose. Oh, that's right. That's right. That was the day you got the helicopter back to the city and we all jumped in the public buses.
Didn't think you were a helicopter kind of guy. The bloke from Junee.
People are putting GST on.
Yeah, right.
He did. He got a blue helicopter back with the boss of Channel 10.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I just thought you were a booner from Junee.
Mate, nah. I'm a little battler.
Sounds like it. But Scotty Scheffler and Rory McIlroy missed out on the dream matchup, I guess, at the match play last week. Sam Burns triumphing against Cameron Young. I love this tournament, the match play, Gowie.
Oh, yeah, and it's gone. That's the problem. So do I. And obviously Jason Day right in there to the end, and Min Woo doing his thing. And it's just one of those. Match play is just one of the greatest events, and we just had the actual finals of all the, all the pennant teams in New South Wales playoff last Sunday at Riverside Oaks, and Division Five. Let me tell you, North Parramatta, who hasn't been in the pennant game for long because it's a public golf course, they actually won Division Five. So I thought that was pretty damn good. Avondale won, I think they won Division One. So. So pennant is where you start match play, and it's great fun. And watching these big players or the best players in the world go at it, you know, it would have been great to see Cameron Smith there and Dustin Johnson and those type of guys. That would have been even deeper. But it was a good final. Sam Burns, you know, very, very good winner. Him and Scheffler actually travel together. So they share expenses, I guess. They get a rental room. They get a room and get two beds in it, and they're down to their last 50 or 60 million.
What about Travis Smyth? Some great news for him. What has he been? Was he qualified for the Open Championships?
Yeah, so the Asian Tour, he predominantly plays on the Asian Tour. And you might remember back when they started the LIV Tour there last year, he was one of the first ones to put his hand up. The Norman come calling. He played the first three events and he made about $1 million on his team. And played quite well himself. And since then, he's been ditched. So that's the interesting one. They only take 48 players. The teams pick, who they want now. And Norman picks who he wants on the team. So when the better named players, as they would say, from the US Tour or the European Tour come along, poor Trav got absolutely kiboshed out of there. So not sure if you'll get in any teams to go forward for Adelaide in a few weeks' time. But... he's made some good coin, but he qualified through the Asian Tour last week. So hats off to him. He hasn't sort of thrown his toys out of the cot and carried on. He's got on with the job and got himself a start at the Hoylakes, which is well done to him.
Gowie, who's your early picks for the Masters, buddy?
Yeah, well, I'm going McIlroy by five. I think he's going to dominate this one. I think there's a couple of things in his favour here. It's going to be low expectations for him. He's been creeping into form, and last week was great to watch. He went back to his old Scotty Cameron putter. He's driving the ball better. They had a few weeks where his driver wasn't sort of acting the way it should, and he drove the ball exceptionally well. I just think he's just priming up. It's just like... Gay Waterhouse getting a horse ready for the Melbourne Cup or something. It is absolutely perfect for him. So I think he's going to play well there. He backdoored a second last year, but we've got Justin Thomas there at $26. And the two that I really went through this yesterday to see who's just overs. And there's two. There's Joaquin Neiman at $67. My only concern with him is he hasn't played a lot of golf. He's played on the LIV Tour. Just an exceptionally good player. And the other one's Shane Lowry at $67. So I've gone and had something on those two in top 20s. in top fives, top tens, and the $67. So they are Shane Lowry. I don't know why he'd be at $67. He's played solid this year without a win, but he's just one of those big time players, and he played well there last year. He's a major champion. He's won the Open Championship, so it's not the arena that gets to him. So he could be the one flying under the radar for this year early on the day. And Jason Day and Min Woo obviously late into the field, but Jay Day would have to be the informed player. I didn't think I'd be saying this 6 or 8 months ago because he didn't look like he was ever going to play golf again. And now he's, you know, the new golf coach, Chris Comeau's fixed his golf swing, he's back and he's off.
Lucas Herbert, what, he missed out by one place in the rankings? That's going to keep you up at night for a while.
Oh, geez, it's going to make you throw up on yourself. It's and you think about it as a player, as much as you say to everybody, oh, I'm not thinking about it. Well, you do. You're thinking about it all the time because it comes around once a year, and Augusta's a pretty special place. Well, it is a very special place, and every player wants to get there. And, yeah, unfortunate, but don't worry. He'll move on, and he'll play some majors, and he's just becoming one of those guys, like Min, that's getting used to playing on the US Tour. He did win one of the smaller events on the US Tour last year, but you know, now playing all these bigger events like the Arnold Palmer and the Genesis and all those ones, he's just getting used to it. So expect more. He's got a lot of confidence, Lucas Herbert. So he might miss out this year, but I reckon he'll get inside the top 30 in the world and stick there for a long time.
Are you going over?
Yes, I am. Yep. I'm leaving Saturday. I'm Saturday. Going. I've got a co-host coming with me. Brayton Astor is coming with me, so it'll be the big man will be strolling the fairways like he owns the place, so it'll be good to see.
All right, the Valero Texas Open, who are we betting on?
Yeah, I've gone Corey Connors this week, only $21, but we'll take $21. This is a ball strikers golf course around San Antonio. Good fun this week. A lot of the families go. It sits on the edge of a theme park there, and they close the theme park down on the Tuesday night, and everybody gets there, has a few drinks, and gets on the roller coaster. So, and not a great depth of this field. I was interested to see what players were going to play, you know, the week before the Masters, and it's not a great field. You've got Hatton and Hideki are pretty much, you know, there's a few others that are in the Masters field, but, you know, there's not a lot that are in there. We've only got two Aussies, Cam Davis and Harrison Endicott, that are playing this week. I think Cam Davis will have a good week around this golf course. But Cramer Hitchcock at $81 is my roughie. I was going to put him in the first spot, but I thought I'll get, you know, grenades thrown at me for having an $81 player in there. Yeah, no, you shouldn't. I'm sure you don't go through the field. But
was it Cramer Hitchcock?
Yep. Yeah.
Not the Cramer you're thinking of, Loz.
Not the one you're thinking of, but he's a Texan guy who's actually best mates with Jordan Spieth and plays good anything in Texas on those greens. This kid is just getting better and better. And I know I say that about a lot of kids, but they're just all so bloody good now. Or, you know, it's quite amazing how far they hit the ball and how good their short games are. So I like this guy. Who knows what he does, but he's a very good player. And I just like him around a golf course like this.
Thank you, Gowie. Have a great day, and I hope your Eels win for you tonight as well.
Yeah, they'll win. They'll beat the Roosters. Hey, boys, I had on the show, because I'm filming for our new show, I had Latrell Mitchell on yesterday, day before. And oh my goodness, you should see how far this guy hits the ball. Forget about Luke and Sam Burgess, who do hit the ball a long way and very good players. This kid is as naturally talented as I've ever seen. He just stood up the ball and smashed it 300 off the first tee. And I said to him, have you ever had a golf lesson before? He goes, no, bro, no lessons for me. And it was ridiculous. He's short game and real good kid. So, wait till you see him. It'll be on in about end of May or June, that episode. But, yeah, very, very talented.
Is he a lefty? I know he's left-footed. Is he left-handed player or is he righty?
Okay. No, righty. Yeah. And can draw the ball, can sort of fade the ball, just does it how he wants to do it. I was actually stunned because I haven't seen somebody just naturally do it. Everyone's always thinking of their golf swings and how to do it, and he just rips into it. And I thought, oh, well, his chipping won't be very good. He's a big dude. I come up to his belly button, and he just chipped it and putted it like he knew what he was doing. So, incredible.
Good on you, Gowie. Thank you.
All right, fellas.